history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. What are we talking about?
Well, this is a proper woo moment.
I wish you could see the hand gesture that Rob just did there.
Well, the other day I was having a read up and checking out some stuff for today. It was actually reincarnation, right? And as I was doing it, I sat there and I looked out the window and had one of those, whoa, I've done this before moments.
Ah, yes.
So I thought, you know what, forget reincarnation because it's not real. So I'm going to talk about deja vu today.
Deja vu.
So can I tell you something?
What?
I've actually never properly had deja vu.
Hang on, what? You've never had
not
the feeling of deja vu?
Well, not what people describe it as.
Right.
Like, I've done this before. Because most things where I probably have actually done it before.
Yeah.
Like, pour myself a glass of water, you know, I've done that a few. Well, like,
we actually talked about this last week, but you can't remember. There you go.
So I think that's a different problem.
We've already spiraled. We're spiraling very quickly
today.
It's
the feeling that you've lived through the present situation before. It's a French phrase which translates to already seen.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
She's quite stopped looking at me like that.
Yeah, I've just got some questions, but I'll leave them to
okay.
the end.
As usual, lots of different interpretations of what it is. Some people interpret it in the paranormal context, bless them, you know, like precognition or prophecy or recalling experience from a past life or even a glitch in the Matrix. That's so cute. Scientists suspect that deja vu is a memory phenomenon. We encounter a situation that is similar to an actual memory, but mm-hmm. we can't fully recall that memory. So our brain recognises the similarities between our current experience and one in the past.
Okay. That
well,
makes
then
sense.
I have had that.
Which, yeah.
Just remembering something you've done before.
Which leaves us with a feeling of familiarity that we can't quite place.
But I was going to say, it's not quite what you just said then, Tess, because it's not like, well, I feel like I've done this before. It's that really weird feeling. If you haven't experienced it, it's just like that thing where you're like, I just feel like I've definitely lived this exact moment before. It's
but,
so
but
hard to explain.
You can't remember. It's not like when I'm making a coffee when I've done that yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's not
it's
like that.
Thing.
It will just be something really random.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've had that.
Well, there are loads of theories that attempt to explain why our memories might malfunction in this way. Some think it's a short circuit in our brains leading to long versus short-term memory. So that new incoming information goes straight to the long-term memory instead of making a stop in the short-term memory bank.
That's cool.
Do not pass go, don't collect $200.
No.
Exactly.
Another theory is that deja vu is associated with false memories, which memories that feel real but aren't.
So is that when you sort of like think you did something when you were a kid and then your mum tells you that it never happened and you're like, well,
exactly.
Then why do I remember?
Some form of deja vu would be similar to the feelings when you can't differentiate between something that really happened versus a dream.
I mean, deja vu is one of those things, like when it happens to you, it is a really surreal feeling.
Yeah.
Because you kind of get this moment where you're like, what's reality? What's going on? You know, it is a really weird out-of-body experience.
I do like the glitch in the Matrix, though. I think that's quite good. It's not real, but that it'd be good if it was.
Sometimes it does feel like a glitch in the Matrix. I feel like the whole of last year felt like a bit of a glitch in the Matrix, to be honest.
I find it interesting that you have separate memory banks for your short-term and long-term.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know that because people suffer from short-term or long-term memory loss, but it's funny to think that your brain's like, you know what, I'm just, after this date,
I'm
going to store
there.
That one in that in that file.
Get shuffled down
then,
shuffled down the list.
But it's, again, I think it's like lots of things. No one really knows how the brain works. They do lots of like MIR scans and all that. They have done it with people that have, they actually did one where they tried to give people false memories.
How does that work? How did they try to
give people? They hypnotise people and give them a situation, or they give them, there's a video game, and they had the same scene, but they changed certain parts of it.
Oh.
So when you went back to that scene again, instead of a beautiful garden, it was like a rubbish tip.
This is a bit of a tangent, but I'm now also curious about this. Who's ever been hypnotized? Have you ever been hypnotized?
No, but no. Someone came to my school once and did it to someone else in school assembly, and that person had a terrible accident on stage, and it was awful.
Oh no!
I know.
That feels like something so cruel that they shouldn't have let happen.
I know, but the person just got hypnotized, and before you know it, they're scurrying off stage, and it all kind of went wrong.
Oh no! That poor person.
I actually went to a pain clinic when I first got ill, and they taught me to self-hypnotize, to put yourself in a happy place when things are like really bad.
Like self-soothing
and
technique.
I did. It was weird. All of a sudden, I was sitting in this chair. This woman's voice was so great, and I felt myself floating.
Whoa, that's cool.
Taken something?
And I hadn't taken anything. I hadn't taken anything. I just listened to her voice, and I did. And I can put myself in that situation.
That is cool. So that's a great. That's a great thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
Someone once told me that. I think I read this actually, that every time you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you thought of that thing.
Oh,
so the memory isn't of the event, it's of the last time you thought about the memory, and that's why they change over time.
Well, now I'm thinking about
memory. That might be something to look into for you, memory.
Has anyone at home ever been hypnotised before? Please text us on 53955.
Not some stupid thing where they do a word and you pretend to be a chicken. Cause I'm, but I don't know, that's
all. About the chicken text.
And also text in your déjà vu experiences to 53955. For someone who's not experienced it, I can live vicariously.
Someone says, don't talk to me about déjà vu. I've heard it all before.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty sure that's the same person that said I was a fun guy last week.
Yeah. I hope it is. They've got extremely good dad jokes going on here. Have you got a poem for us this morning, Rob?
I certainly have.
All right, let me hit this.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, last week I asked you for a word.
Yes.
I said a really obscure one, most obscure word ever, because I'd never heard of it. And it is petrichor.
Petriture.
Petriture. So here we go. I didn't have a clue what it meant, so off to Google I went, and this is what I found. It's the thing about rain, it's a smell, not a sound. It's the earthy scent when rain falls on the ground. The word is from Greek. Petra means rock, and ichor means the fluid that runs through Greek gods' veins. So remember that to mention that next time it rains.
Oh, whoa, that's awesome, Ross. Nice.
I'm a huge fan of that. Yeah, it's a good smell,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, I smelt it just the other day, in fact. Is this déjà vu? Not quite.
It's a lovely word, eh? Petriture. Yeah.
But I just love it. It's the fluid that runs through Greek gods' veins.
It's quite
just brilliant.
Very
just
specific. So that was a wonderful poem. Thank you very much, Rob. Would you like people to maybe text in cool words?
Just one word.
Just a singular word.
And I'll do it in the next 20 minutes before I go, so it gives me time to think about it.
So send in your best obscure word.
Thank you.
Nothing too rude, please.
Oh, no, I won't do it.
You won't do it. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
And then you could have a poem.
Yes.
Tailored to your very own word.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And what song have you picked?